Did you know that there are demons beneath your bed that are going to eat you up this year? I am unofficially performing at Gefilk this weekend in Atlanta, and I count down the best Celtic bands of 2022. This is Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories, number 262.
I'll tell about it underneath the party tree. Let's have fun. Come dance with me if she won't dance. I'll ask Daisy, we'll skip till the sun comes up over the trees. Jump up and down, let your teeth gleam. Shout your love now, one, two, three. Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The moon looks down on a hungry cheer. Let's raid old Mungo's mushroom fields if we lose our way. Starry sky will chase young cunnies to the broad daylight. Jump up and down, let your teeth gleam. Shout your love now, one, two, three. Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. We'll laugh and we'll eat our honey cakes as we roll in the grass down by the lake. The swan calls out, go home, my friend, to the party tree. We'll start again. Jump up and down, let your teeth gleam. Shout your love now, one, two, three. Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. Have fun, come dance with me if she won't dance. I'll ask Daisy, we'll skip till the sun comes up over the trees. Jump up and down, let your teeth gleam. Shout your love now, one, two, three. Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. Jump up and down, let your teeth gleam. Shout your love now, one, two, three. Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen.
Welcome to Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic and folk musician living in Atlanta, Georgia. And this is the audio liner notes for the songs I record and play, as well as for the songs I gather and the people I meet in the city of Atlanta and beyond. And this episode is the first Atlanta-centric podcast. I say loosely Atlanta-centric. I'm doing a lot of changes right now, and hopefully I can do this justice, but a lot of changes are coming. And this is because, so when I started this podcast back in 2005, one of my big goals was to be able to improv talk. I wanted to be able to talk off the cuff without, you know, fumbling over my words, and it's come along. I still have a long way to go, but I did start scripting shows several years back. And now I'm doing something a little bit different. So I also have a newsletter, which I've called Mark's Musings or other things, Mark's Guns, Kilt Father News or whatever. And I wanted to simplify how I'm creating content, creating stories to share with you. So I decided that this is going to be the audio edition of the newsletter. So I'm going to have the newsletter. The content is largely the same. I'm going to write out all the stuff that I normally script out for a podcast episode, and I will share that in the newsletter. So if you just want to listen to read a lot of the news, then, well, yeah, you can catch it that way, a nice and quick and easy way to consume stuff. But if you want a little bit more, then you have the podcast to, or just want an audio version of it. I found a podcast that I listen to called Big Podcasts, and I love it because he has a newsletter as well as the podcast, and it's basically the same content, but it's a little bit of a twist. I read the newsletter and I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And then the podcast comes out a few days later and he sort of elaborates on things, and that's kind of what I want to do with this same thing. Now, I do want to start adding in more Atlanta-centric items to the show because I do live in Atlanta and I'm not touring nearly as much as I used to in the past. And therefore, I thought it'd be really cool to just include a little bit more. And this time, I'm talking about Gefilk. Gefilk, well, Filk, let me tell you what Filk is. Filk is the music of fandom. The name started as a misspelling of folk music that was happening at science fiction conventions back in the 60s. Gefilk, or Georgia Filk, is a convention that happens every year here in Atlanta, And I was first introduced to it when the Brobdingnagian Bards were invited as super secret guests. And we were still performing together in Austin, Texas. So it's a different kind of convention. Filk, of course, is basically folk music, but there's a lot of different definitions that you can include. It includes things like parodies. It includes songs inspired by fandom. Songs like my Firefly drinking songs. Songs, Hobbit songs. Songs, whatever your favorite fandom is. It could be basically considered filk. Some people could consider Weird Al Yankovic filk, though he does not necessarily consider his music filk. But it could fit under that title. A lot of the stuff you would have heard on Dr. Demento way back in the days, that could be considered filk. And the convention itself is a bit different. There aren't a whole bunch of panels like at most conventions. A lot of times you have panels on different topics and such. A lot of this is, it's all about the music and the people, of course, but it's a lot about the music. So there's a lot of filk circles. There's at least two. I'm drawing a blank on some of this. I know they have like events. They have shows in the evening where you have special guests. I think this year we have Heather Dale is coming, I believe. I saw. So that's super cool. So that's a lot of the evening type stuff. But then, of course, there's some shows throughout the day. Again, some filk circles. A lot of events to just get you ingrained into a community. And that's what it's all about. A lot of the filking is about community. And people all over the nation will gather together. They sing their science fiction and fantasy and parodies, and they just geek out together. It's sort of like someone described it as sort of a relaxicon, meaning it is super laid back. You're not constantly trying to catch the latest panel. You might catch some shows. That's what I'm remembering now is a lot of shows, but there's a lot of interaction and being a part of the community. So I've been a guest at Gefilk, I think 3 times, including with the Bards. This year, I'm just going for fun, like I did last time I went. But I will have CDs, I will have album pins, and I will do my best to entertain you when it's my turn in the Filk Circle. All right, here are some of the shows that are happening this month. January 6th through 8th at Gefilk, like I said, here in Atlanta. January 12th, I'm doing an internet concert with a special guest. The show's going to start at 6:30. It's going to be a free show, but, you know, obviously, I do make a living with tips. So if you want to tip or buy something, that helps immensely to keep me making music and doing these shows as well. So this one will be free. And that is because I'm going to have a super special guest, which is my daughter, Inara. She's going to play with me for the first 20, 30 minutes. We are practicing some songs. Hopefully we'll have them together in time. We actually were working on a song just a moment ago. The song is The Prettiest Hobbit. She's been singing that with me for a while. And of course, I wrote the song when she was born because I saw her and I was like, oh, I want to write a song for my daughter Inara. And so I wrote The Prettiest Hobbit. And it's a wonderful song, but I ended up changing the lyrics, or she ended up changing lyrics. In the middle of the chorus, the chorus goes like this. Jump up and down, let your teeth gleam. Shout your love now, 1, 2, 3. Sing a song down on one knee. She's the prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. The prettiest hobbit you've ever seen. Well, that's the chorus, but she's been singing it. She finally learned all the lyrics, and it took a couple years, but she finally learned them. But she started singing when she was in the middle of the chorus. She's doing these motions, and one of them is where she raises her hands and leaned to the side. And all of a sudden, I realized while she was doing this, while we were practicing today, that she was saying lean, not gleam. Teeth gleam, teeth lean. I was like, that doesn't quite work. I hope your teeth aren't leaning. So instead, I sat her down. And I said, well, I like this idea. I like what you're doing physically. It looks really cool. I'm willing to change the song. So we changed it to Let Your Head Lean, and then you can still keep the motions. And it really looks kind of cool together doing this. So I'm really excited to share that debut, the new version of the song. Eventually, I want to get her to record it. Maybe her first single. Maybe that'll come out in a few months. I'm hoping so, but stay tuned for that. January 21st, I am in Alabama, in Huntsville. I'm back at Maggie McGinnis Pub, which is not a pub. It is actually a house concert, but I'll have more about that hopefully in the next episode. January 28th, I'll be at the Lost Druid in Avondale Estates. And of course, this summer is my Celtic Invasion vacations. We're going to County Mayo, Ireland, and I still have 2 or 3 spots available. I forget how many. And I am currently finally getting around to working on the itinerary for this trip. Right now, you have to rely on me. So So, of course, we started off the show with The Prettiest Hobbit. That was by Kilted Kings from our CD, Flower of Scotland, renamed from a name on my soul, as it was it once named. But right now, we're going to count down the top 10 Celtic bands of 2022. But first, I'm going to play some music from one such band. This is Dulaman by the band Alton. They are from County Donegal in Ireland, and this is from their album, Island Angel. Here's Alton. I hope you enjoyed that track from Alton. And in a moment, we're going to count down the top 10 Celtic bands of 2022. But first, I want to let you know that the show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. If you enjoy this music and the podcast, then please join the club. You'll get a bunch of stuff, you know, something nearly every week. That includes bonus podcasts, downloadable songs, printed sheet music, blogs, stories from the road, access to my weekly Coffee with the Celtic Father concerts, the video concerts that are going to be coming back out in January, probably mid-January. So stay tuned for that. You can sign up for as little as $5 per month, and you can save 15% with an annual membership. And you'll save also 25% on anything you buy in our store. So Go sign up if you haven't done so. Special thanks to my newest gunrunners on Patreon, Rich Chesney, my mom, Emil Volchek, Bob Harford, and Marguerite Kearns. Thank you so much for supporting my music and this podcast. All right, it is time to count down the top 10 Celtic bands of 2022. So I was listening to a podcast called Hit Parade, and they talk about the hits. The host is a charts nerd. And like me, he listened to Casey Kasem's top 40 hits back in the 80s. And I wasn't quite as obsessed as he was, obviously, because that's what he does for a living now. But I did love the show. And my interest in like charts really took off in the early 2000s when I was with the Broadway Nagging Bards. And we were topping the charts. I was able to figure out the system and how to maximize our success there. By the end of the of mp3.com, we were like one of the top 20 bands on the entire site. Admittedly, many of the bands had already left. But still, we had millions of plays of our music. Tolkien, The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings was one of our most popular tracks. It was just killing it. And all of our songs were doing really well. So now I do my best to keep track of at least two charts each year. One is the Celtic Top 20. And this is the last episode of the year of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. I've been doing it for, 15 years probably. I highlight fans' votes for the top 20 songs and tunes of all the episodes of the year. And that show came out, again, at the end of last year in 2022. So the new show is now live. The second is my organic pick of the top 10 Celtic bands, meaning these are the bands I played the most. And I didn't plan to play any band more than any other. I don't ever plan that, but I do. And that's just kind of what happens. A lot of it times, I think it's because instrumental music, I usually have not enough instrumental music. So I'm always looking for new bands to add for that. But there's just a lot of great stuff and a lot of great bands. And so I compiled my list, and it is very different from the Celtic Top 20. So I thought it'd be another good time to share this list like I've done in the past. All right, so we're going to count down. I'm going to start backwards to the top band here. So number 10 was the Carroll Sisters. They are some sisters, a couple of sisters, and an extra person who joins and helps out with them. But they play fiddle, and they're just fantastic. They're very young. What is it, 15 and 17? And, I should point out that all of this information is in a blog on my website, and you'll find a link in the show notes at pubsong.com. So you can read all about the bands. You can also see videos and all that stuff. But they are just have a great album, just done an amazing job. I'm really excited to see what they do next because, you know, I think back to the Gothard Sisters. They are like, you know, my ideal quintessential band when it comes to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, because they started back in, I think, 2006 or 2007 on the podcast, and their albums have just gotten better and better and better. Now they're putting out Dragonfly is my favorite album of theirs thus far. It's their latest, and it's just fantastic. So check them out. At number 9, we have Alton. Alton, of course, I did a podcast and interview with Mairead on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast back in October, I think it was. And I highly recommend you check out that interview because I had so much fun talking with her. I found their music at South by Southwest in 98, I think it was. And I'm not entirely sure when now, but I think it was like 98. And they had this beautiful sound. Her voice, Mairead's voice is just incredible. And so I highly recommend you check it out. And of course, you heard her voice on the track Dulamon a moment ago. So number 8, we have Socks in the Frying Pan. They are coming out of County Clare, three guys, and they just have this hot sound. It is just really tight, and I absolutely love what they're doing. So I was happy that I finally got them back on the podcast. They submitted an album years ago, and I've been trying to reach out to them regularly for several years. Why do I ever use that word? Every time I say regularly, I have the worst time. I fumble over it, but whatever. But I really enjoyed getting them. I finally got back with them, and they submitted to the podcast again. I have to have permission to play any band that I feature on my podcast. So I finally got their permission again, and therefore I have new music from them. So yay. The Har is, and I assume that's how it's pronounced, but I heard them first on Folk on Foot, which is a podcast I love and highly recommend, especially if you're a geography major like I am. It's the fusion of geography and culture, which is, you know, me. I was a geography major in college, more specifically a cultural geography major, and I love the study of cultures and I love traveling. So that's what they do. This guy, I forget his name, but he goes to wherever an artist is and they show him around their town and how the town or whatever inspires their music. And the Har, I don't remember if they were actually on one of the episodes or if they it was one of their counting down their charts episodes, but I love the song that they came across. And one of the ones, they have a version of Wild Rover that, you know, we all know the Wild Rover, but this is the first time I've heard it as basically a dirge. It was fantastic. Wolf and Clover is another band. I think they are in Georgia, as I recall. I'm not seeing it in the information that was posted here, but they have a mostly traditional band, 6 band members, and it's hot. So I was hoping to get them to come perform at Iron Shield for St. Patrick's Day last year, and I couldn't help make that happen, sadly. Sire does Celtic rock, and they are writing a lot of original songs. They have a big sound, big feeling. They're at number 5, and I highly recommend you go check them out. All these bands, for this very reason, they're just good, really good bands. Tuatha De Áa is the next one at number 4. They, I featured them on the Pub Songs and Stories podcast. We had a story of them earlier this year, and so I think I was featuring them a few times because of that. And they are somewhere out of Appalachia. I don't remember exactly where they're from. But they're here over in the East Coast, and it is Celtic rock with it has sort of a classic rock feel, to the sound. So if you enjoy that, you will love them as well. Mira Nicolai, she is a woman who was on this podcast. I did an interview with her. I'm pretty sure I shared that. I hope I share that. If I didn't share that, drop me a line. Pubsong@keltfather.net. Because I'm pretty sure I did that, but now I'm just drawing a blank right now. I didn't look up what episode she was in, which probably would be something I will do in the future. But absolutely gorgeous voice, a wonderful flute player as well. She's doing some work with Elish Kennedy for a big event for a new album. I think it's a big production, and I'm looking forward to getting that on the show sometime in the near future as well. But she's out of Dingle, Ireland, in County Kerry. So Niamh Dune is another artist that she released a new album this year called Tides. And her first album was more traditional music, and now this one just came out, and it's gorgeous. She's got a stunning voice, and it's got a lot of original, newer original songs, but just fantastic member. Apparently, she was a founding member of the band Bioga, so check her out. And finally, the number one most played band in 2022 was Banshee in the Kitchen. They are another band that was on the podcast early on, and then they disappeared. And now they're back, and I'm so happy to have them back on the show. They have a new album, and I was able to, it's called The Last Pint Knot, and I've been happy playing that a lot. It's got a lot of the popular songs that I love, that I fell in love with, but it got me started in Irish music in general, and so I'm so excited to have that music. So I'm going to share some of the music of Banshee in the Kitchen in just a moment. But first, I also want to let you know that I have an article also that I published called 5 Celtic Bands to Watch in 2023. These include Kinfolk. They are a husband and wife musical team, and they are just killing it online and doing some amazing stuff. So check them out. The Chivalrous Crickets, people start emailing me about them and saying, hey, you should check out them. Get them on the podcast. The Carroll Sisters, another one we talked about a moment ago, and Amelia Hogan, who released a new album this year, and she has spectacular vocals. I love her voice. A lot of traditional Irish, British, American, contemporary folk, and Scottish songs. Just incredible sound. So check them out. And finally, the Bow Tides, another three excellent fiddlers. And they too are I see good things coming from them. A lot of fantastic music. Again, you can read more about all these bands by following the link in the show notes to pubsong.com. I also want to let you know that you can download a free EP this month. Send your email when you're emailing me to tell me, hey, I listened to the podcast. I need you to check out this band, blah, blah, blah. You can send it to pubsong@keltfather.net. That's going to let me know that you're listening to this episode. And you can tell me what you're doing while listening. I'd love to hear from you. You will also get an autoresponder with a link to download this month's album or EP here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're not already subscribed. It's quick and easy, and it's free, just like the EP. But send it to pubsong@keltfather.net, and you will get that album. And that's going to happen each and every month. I'm going to have a new album that I'm going to share with you. So keep that email address handy and drop me a line when you get a chance. All right, this is Biddy Mulligan. This was in the running for the Celtic Top 20. It did not make it, but it was well received on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. This is Banshee in the Kitchen from their album, Last Pint Not, Biddy Mulligan.
Buxom fine widow that lives in a spot in Dublin, they call it the Queue. Me shop and me store is laid out on the street, and me palace consists of one room. By Patrick Street corner for 35 years I've stood me store, that's no lie. And while I was there, nobody would dare to say black was the white of me eye. You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin straight down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me? Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue. My boys, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue.
I sell apples and oranges and nuts and sweet peas, bullseye and sugar stick sweet. On Saturday night I sell second-hand clothes from the floor of me stall on the street. I sell fish every Friday laid out on a plank, fresh mackerel and lovely ray. But the best is me herring, it's the finest of herring I once swam in Dublin Bay.
You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin straight down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me? Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue. My boys, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue.
Son Mick, and he plays on the fife, he plays in the Longford Street Band. It would do your heart good just to see them march out when the band goes to Dollymount Strand. In the park on a Sunday we made quite a dash, the neighbours looked on in surprise. With me Aberdeen shawl and me bonnet so tall, I dazzle the sight of your eyes.
You may travel from Clare to the County Kildare, from Dublin straight down to Macroom. And where would you see a fine widow like me? Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue. My boys, Biddy Mulligan, the pride of the Queue.
time for the story of Close Your Eyes and the Reavers' Lullaby. This is a replay of a podcast that I put out on another feed in the past, and I thought it was good, still mostly relevant, and I thought I could share it here. So without further ado, here's the story of Close Your Eyes and Reavers' Lullaby. The Demon Lullaby, today on Celt Father Music and Travel. Greetings, my name is Mark Gunn, and before we get started, I want to share a wee bit of news. First, you can catch my Facebook Live shows, Coffee with the Celt Father, on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time over on Facebook.com/Mark Gunn Music. I'll be back there every week this month in January. So come watch. Second, I have some new products in my Bandcamp store. You can get the Firefly Drinking Songs songbook, which features all the lyrics from the album Firefly Drinking Songs, plus my new album, As Long As I'm Flying, plus the Bedlam Bard's Firefly album, On the Drift. Plus, you'll also get a few lyrics that have not yet been recorded by both Cedric of the Bedlam Bards and Ree Sheridan Rose, who co-wrote my Firefly album. This will make it easy for you to sing along with us. Now, on Saturday, I released the Celtic Music 6-Pack. This is a compilation of 6 Celtic CDs, including Kilted for Her Pleasure, Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion, Not Every Day is St. Patrick's Day, Happy Songs of Death, The Bridge, How America Saved Irish Music. And if you're looking for a great intro to Celtic songs or my music, this is it. It's at one really low price. I mean, you can get this, the physical CDs, for pretty much half off. So that's brilliant. Now, I had a great interview on the Sending a Wave UK Firefly podcast that just came out. Great chat with Wendy. In it, I had some exciting realizations about how I write songs, especially in regards to Firefly and also Lord of the Rings. And I urge you to go check out the podcast. Again, there's a link in the show notes. And finally, I created a fun Firefly Drinking Songs playlist over on Spotify. It's packed full of songs inspired by Firefly and Serenity. And I hope you will listen, follow, and share it. So, yeah, follow me on Spotify if you're not already. I would greatly appreciate it. I'm going to be doing a lot of promotion on Spotify in the coming year. All right, on to the show. Now, one of my most popular songs since 2009 is a song called Close Your Eyes. It's commonly known as the Demon Lullaby. The song was written in 2003 by Filker Daniel Glasser. It won Best Comedy Song in the 2008 Pegasus Awards, and that's also the year I first heard the song. It was at a Icon Science Fiction convention in Stony Brook, New York, and I remember those filk circles really well. If you're not familiar with the word filk, that is the music of fandom. It's the music you hear at science fiction conventions. The word was first used as a misprint of folk music that was happening at conventions back in the 50s, and I guess congoers liked the term, because next thing you know, filk circles exploded everywhere. The filk circles at Icon were my first. My old band, Brobdingnagian and Bards, were invited to be guests at Icon back in 2002, I believe. I remember seeing Emerald Rose was performing at one and thought, why on earth is a Celtic band like us playing at a science fiction convention? So I booked us, and I realized congoers love Celtic music and that we were also playing filk with songs like Do Virgins Taste Better Than Those Who Are Not, and If I Had a Million Ducats, and of course, Jedi Drinking Song. In any case, we were invited to the Icon Filk Circle. We sang our songs. We began building an audience, and I think 2008 was the last year Andrew and I went to Icon before we broke up. I don't remember who sang Close Your Eyes at the Filk Circle, but I really loved the song. So after we parted ways, I did an internet search to find the song. Lo and behold, I found it on the Pegasus Awards website. So I contacted Daniel Glasser and asked him if I could record the song, and he was extremely generous to say yes. Now, I had never played the song live when I recorded it in January 2009 for my CD, Kilted for Her Pleasure. I recorded it over on the North Shore in Louisiana at my friend Jamie Hauser's house. Jamie also recorded percussion on a few tracks for Kilted for Her Pleasure. As a lullaby, I kept the song pretty bare bones, just me and the autoharp, and it worked. As I played it at shows, it was an immediate favorite. The demons in your bed are going to eat you up. One of my most memorable moments was performing at a giant ballroom in Dragon Con in 2009. The stage was simple, you know, black background with me dressed in my black kilt, long flowing hair, the enormous sideburns, and of course the auto harp as I sang the song, pausing for comedic effect. I think there's actually a video of that over on YouTube. The audience was pretty much in tears by the end of it, and it was a brilliant start to my solo career. The song was obviously a hit. Now I'm going to play the song for you right now, and then I'll share the filk of the filk song in just a moment. Here's Close Your Eyes from my CD, Kilted for Your Pleasure.
Close your eyes and sleep. There are demons in your dream. Go to sleep, my darling. There's a demon underneath your bed. The demons in your bed are gonna eat you up. Stay in your bed. There are landmines on the floor. The demons in your bed are gonna eat you up. Sugar and spice and everything nice. Why do you think we say that? It's so the demons in your bed will want to eat you up. He used to have a sister. She wouldn't go to sleep. So the demons in her bed ate her up. Good night.
It was 2010. My first daughter was born, Kenzie. And having a daughter made this song even better. It's a lullaby. So not only do I like singing it to her, but there's no better way of finishing the song than stating, if you enjoy this song, then your CD purchases help to pay for my daughter's therapy when she grows up. And it's true. The purchases do help pay for her therapy. So please. All right. Well, if she wasn't disturbed then, well, she probably was when I filked the filk. I think it was 2014 when I first filked Close Your Eyes. The song was already popular at my mini shows. I started performing it at my Firefly Drinking Song show at Gen Con the year before, and everyone loved it. Now, when I'm up on stage, I'm always looking to use things from the moment to include in the show. Some people complain about hecklers. I don't think I've ever met a heckler I didn't like. They just give me ammo to improve my show. The year before, Close Your Eyes was a hit, but could I make it funnier? Close your eyes and sleep. There are reavers in your dreams. I remember thinking, that works. Reavers. Yeah, weavers. The reavers in your bed. All right. Now, I can't tell you why I decided to change the next line, but the response was mind-blowing. The reavers in your bed are going to eat your face. The room erupted. Those who already knew the original song thought it was funny, but the visual of the horrifying reavers eating someone's face, it worked. Really twisted, but it worked. Over the next few years, I tried changing the lyrics more to suit Firefly, but they really never came. It just worked as mostly as it is. Meanwhile, several browncoats kept asking, when are you going to record that song? So last year, I set a milestone on Patreon in 2017, and if I raised enough money, I would record the song for a short EP. The goal was met. So I sat down to record the song and ended up recording an entire album of Firefly songs. I don't do small things, I guess. The album is called As Long As I'm Flying. It will be officially released on March 6, 2018. Now, March is also the only month that you will be able to buy a physical copy online for the foreseeable future. So mark your calendar. And if you want a download of the album, along with a bunch of notes about it, become a patron of my music. Join the Gunrunners Club over on Patreon. Or mark your calendar for March 6th. You can go to markgun.net if you want to join Patreon. That'll take you straight over there. Now, you'll be able to buy it everywhere online in March, but the physical CD right now I'm only planning on releasing in March. So from after that, you'll have to get it a digital copy, or you can stream it through Spotify, which is, you know, a great way to listen. I'm trying to build up my Spotify playlist and followers and whatnot, and try to get more people listening to my music. And I would deeply appreciate it if you would help me spread the word. And one way to do that is by sharing this podcast. Of course, my previous Firefly album with the Bedlam Bards, Firefly Drinking Songs, is also on sale, and that we do have physical copies of that as well. If you ever wanted to experience what it's like going to a pub in Canton on Higgins Moon from the episode Janestown, then you want to own this album if you don't already. You can find details about both albums at FireflyDrinkingSongs.com. Finally, if you're not subscribed to Celtfather Music and Travel, I plan to have more shows like this. I want to do shows about songs that I perform and sing and whatnot. So go to Celtfather.com to subscribe to this podcast and hear more. All right, that's all I got for today's show, and I hope you enjoyed it, had some fun. And I'm going to finish it up with Reaver's Lullaby. It's from my album, As Long As I'm Flying. I should point out that this particular, because of that change of the Reavers eating your face, Kenzie did not like that song, that version. She likes the original one and likes to fall asleep to it, but the Reavers eating your face, a little too much for a 7-year-old, I'm just going to say. All right, here's Reaver's Lullaby. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte. Close your eyes and sleep. There are reavers in your dreams. Go to sleep, my darling. There's a reaver underneath your bed. The reavers in your bed are gonna eat your face. Stay in your bed. There are Griswolds on the floor. The reavers in your bed are gonna eat your face. Sugar and spice and everything nice.
Why do you think we say that? It's so the reavers underneath your bed will want to eat your face. He used to have a sister. She wouldn't go to sleep. So the reavers underneath her bed ate her face. Do not call for your mother. Who is it that you think who let the reavers in to eat your face? Snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. Who can account for the taste of reavers? The reavers in your bed are gonna eat your face. Baby, don't you cry, or the reavers won't wait till you fall asleep before they eat your face. My father sang this song to me, but he slipped and he fell on a Griswold, and the reavers underneath my bed ate his face. That is not a blanket. Good night.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed that replay, and I hope you enjoyed Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories. I'm trying out this format, see how it works, and it's a challenge. It's always a challenge, but I think this could be the thing. Maybe. I say that, but you know, I know I've been changing the podcast, especially like the last 3 or 4 years. It's been going on and off constantly. But one of the things that struck me was that, you know, I'm still trying to make newsletters, and I want to make newsletters that are interesting and informative, that something fun. So why not use that information for episodes of the podcast and maybe kill two birds with one stone, as they say. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, drop me a line. Again, pubsong@kelpfather.net. Thanks for listening to Atlanta Pub Songs and Stories. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, edited by Mitchell Peterson, with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. You can subscribe and listen to the show wherever you find podcasts. You can also subscribe to my mailing list. You'll get regular updates of new music, podcasts, special offers, and you'll get more stories behind several of my most popular songs. And of course, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Oh, hey, one final note. I have a store online at magerecords.com. The store is only open for a short period of time each month. It is currently open January 3rd through 13th. So if you want to help me and support my music and get some great music in the process, or merch or album pens or CDs or t-shirts, then head on over to magerecords.com right now. Thank you so much, Slantia.